episode 1883, When the Romance is Gone.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. How is your weekend going so far? Can you believe it? You're almost in mid-March. Talk about March Madness. It's just not fair how fast this year is already moving. Pretty soon, we're going to be talking about Christmas. Oh, wait, and before that, Thanksgiving. Well, deep breath, it's relationship builders. We're talking marriage. We're talking love. But what happens when the romance is gone? For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. March Madness is here. Be ready. Spring break. Oh, yes. Mark your calendar. The AIM Academy is launching. Well, before we jump into our episode, I wanted to let you all know that we are praying for Tennessee. Nashville, Cookeville, Putnam County, they have been hit hard. And so, yes, loss of life is devastating. Sometimes it's the way that life is lost. And so as you're going about your weekend, say an extra prayer, a hedge of protection for these families that are going through horrible things, for these neighborhoods that have been wiped out. It's devastating to walk outside your door and see that there is nothing standing. It does look like a war zone. And so please keep them in your prayers. And if you're financially able, please donate appropriately and make sure it is a safe donation area that you know your money is being used appropriately. Well, with that, let's dive in. What do you do when the romance is gone? Marriage takes a lot of work, but it's so worth it. Fan the flame and reignite your love. You don't have to feel empty in your marriage, but some of us, that's how we live. All of a sudden, it's like, okay, we said I do. Life kind of came and went. We kind of have a career in there. Maybe children came about. And now it's like, what's next? You can have the zest of love like you did years ago, but it's going to take work. Anything worth having takes work. If it's easy, it's probably not worth it. You know, when you courted your spouse while dating, you had to work at it. You had to ask inquisitive questions. You had to listen with a keen ear. You had to serve without expecting something in return. You had to give more than you received at times. You even had to spend money. Imagine that. All in all, you had to act selflessly. You had to put your best foot forward always. But now that you're married for however many years, more than half of all of that is null and void. It's like you got this check and now it's back and you're like, nope, void. Unless you are willing to fan the flame. Because otherwise, you are letting the world's expectations take control of your relationship. If you work all the time without any boundaries as to where and when you are away from the office, then you're a slave to your work. How's that affecting your marriage? Now, you might be, wait a minute, but I'm the spouse at home and my husband is the one who's away. Well, then there's got to be a discussion happening. If you feel the tension, if you know something's there, if you just let it go, maybe the other spouse doesn't really realize it. Maybe that's their norm and they're okay with it. They may not like it, but they're like, well, this is where we are, so this is where we're going to stay. And then what about the children? Yes, I know how demanding they can be, whether they're young or they're old, or anything in between, but you still have a partner who deserves your attention. Your spouse wants to be loved by you, and you, nobody else but you. Okay, we won't sing anymore, I know. It's an old song, isn't it? And then you say, but what about me? Don't I deserve love and attention? Yeah, you do. However, the breakdown has to stop somewhere by someone. So you have to look at it from the perspective of, am I going to add to the problem or be a solution to the problem? Which is it going to be? Well, of course, you're going to choose what? To be a solution. So fan the flame and reignite your love. That is your Kiss the Keep It Simple strategy. Fan the flame. Don't be the complainer that stands by waiting for the change to occur. You want to be the change. It's easy to forget what love looks like in real life. We have all these expectations around us. Nowadays with technology, there are some bosses that expect you to answer your phone, your text, your emails 24/7, 365, regardless of what's happening. Seriously? Set some boundaries. Just because you can doesn't mean you should. So it's easy for us to let everybody else tell us what we need to do. But if you keep complaining about it, is that really making any difference? No, you're just whining. The world has enough whiners. Stand up. Seek the truth. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love does not envy. We know it all comes from 1 Corinthians 13. Go back, refresh it, and take the love out and put your name in there. Sue is kind. Joe is kind. Joe is love. Joe is patient. Sue does not envy. Be the change and fan the flame. So what does that look like? Number one, rekindle the flame. You got to rekindle it, right? You got to bring that spark alive even more and fan it. Talk about the sweet memories. Make new ones too. Tell your love story to your children. And you don't have to sit down and tell it to them all at one time, but a little nugget here and there. How cool is that? If you have a daughter who's dating, what a great time to share your love story with your daughter and say, this is how you need to go and seek out a man, a godly man. What does it look like? If you have a son who's dating, same thing. Dad, this is your time. Mom, ask dad to go and talk to your son and say, you know what? When I was thinking your mom was really kind of hot, and then that's when the child starts to squirm, right? They're gonna be like, oh, dad, this is getting a little weird. You're like, I know, and I'm gonna keep telling it to you. So sit here and be weird because it's gonna be awesome. And you share the story, the love story, your story. Rekindle the flame. I don't think there's not a week that doesn't go by that either an idea or memory or something comes into play in my mind. And I either tell it to my children, I share it with my husband and say, do you remember when? Or I might say something and he doesn't even know that I'm referring to a memory, but I do. And so it makes me smile from the inside out, not just from the outside in. You got to rekindle that flame, connecting the love of the heart with the mind that thinks often of the man and the woman that you said I do to. Rekindle it. Number two, serve beyond the norm. Give what you want to receive. You know, what can you do to make today special? What is it? Maybe it's fixing their favorite cup of joe every single day. Maybe it's leaving a little note on the bathroom mirror. Maybe it's taking a little sticky note and putting it in their lunchbox. Maybe it's calling them and leaving them kind of a cute little sexy message. Just make sure that that message, when they listen to it, is only for their ears, because otherwise, okay, you don't want to be the talk of the office. I'm just saying. I mean, that might rekindle a lot of things. That might be serving beyond the norm, but let's be a little safe here too at the same time. It is good to have fun. You want to play a little bit. You want to have that flirt, but the flirt comes with the one you fell in love with. When you were dating, you were serving beyond the norm. You went out of your way. You've got to do the same now, even when you're married. And how many times have we been told that? Oh, no. They're just like, oh, come on, you got this. You say I do. And yeah, you'll be awesome. You'll live happily ever after. You'll have 2 or 3, 4, 5, 6, 10 children, whatever it is. You'll have 2 dogs and a cat. And you're going to have the white picket fence with the 2-story house and lots of stuff in it. And it's going to be the perfect life. And you're like, that never happened to me. But that's what everybody wishes on every couple that says, I do. But then no one follows up and says, guess what? There's a lot of hard work. So serve beyond the norm. What can you do to make this day special? You know, last night, my husband came home later than normal. Friday night, I was hoping he'd be home a little bit earlier. It's okay that he wasn't. He was finishing up what he needed to do at work, so he had the entire weekend for me and the family. And that's honoring me. But when I heard his vehicle pull up, the garage door open, I went out to meet him before he even stepped foot into the house. So the first face that he saw was me, the love of his life, standing there waiting for him to greet him. That means a lot. Serve beyond the norm. The little things, oh yeah, the little things, they matter so much. And finally, number 3, schedule time together, romantically and socially. And when we're talking romantically, yes, you deserve time together. And as crazy as your schedule gets, you may need to make time on your calendar. Now, if you're one who says, okay, I'm really going to write it down, then great, write it down. But if you're like, oh, that just seems a little too strange. I've had conversations with women like that. They're like, Christiane, I can't write that on my calendar. I can't put a heart on my calendar saying that this is when we're going to have fun. Yeah, no, that's just weird. Okay, then don't make it feel that way. But I do want you to know that you need to keep it in the back of your mind, yet in the front of your mind, meaning you need to be thinking about it. You need to say, you know what? We need to be romantically involved this week. What does our schedule look like? How can I stimulate that to happen around a certain day? And you know what, women? I'm going to just say it outright. You may need to schedule it too around that time of the month. Know when it's going to happen. You know your schedule. Pay attention to it, right? It all goes together. Rekindle the flame. Serve beyond the norm. Schedule time together. You deserve that intimacy. It's God-given. It's a gift. So you want to look at it romantically and then also socially. Create space for you as a couple. You know, yesterday I didn't cook last night. My husband came home. He came home a little bit later than normal. And he said, well, you know, our little G-man talked about dinner. Did you have plans? And I said, no. I said, you know, he mentioned to me that he had already sent you a text. What would you like to do? Because he's worked hard all day. And if he's wanting something particular, then I want to honor him by helping him get that. So if it's fixing his favorite meal or we go out to get his favorite meal, whatever. And he said, no, let's just do what G-Man wanted. I said, okay, great. So he sat down for a few minutes and he was starting to doze off. And I said, do you want me to go ahead and run out and get that? He goes, oh yeah, yeah. He goes, what time is it? So I told him what time it was. And he goes, I'll go with you. Well, we got the order together. I could have called it in, but no. We go to the restaurant. We place our order to go, and then we sit there and we just chit-chat, 10, 15 minutes. We created space for just the two of us. Yeah, it was kind of weird, but the ride there, the ride back, by the time we're done, we're looking at 20-some minutes, and we spent quality time together, just the two of us. Just the two of us. Okay, yeah, all right, that's 2 songs. It's bonus. Come on, keep smiling. Rekindle the flame, serve beyond the norm, and schedule time together. Your marriage matters. You matter. Your spouse matters. Your everyday with your spouse can be electrifying, but you have to be willing to get in the game. Come on. It's springtime, right? Yes. And guess what? We're also springing forward. So mark your calendars. Yes, tonight into Sunday, you spring forward if you're in the U.S. So make sure you make those changes so you're not like, oh my gosh, what time is it? You already know. You've already planned it. You're okay. You haven't missed church because you forgot to spring forward. You're not late or you're not early. Either one, you're just right on time. Come on. Let's have some incredible March Madness for our marriages. Romance doesn't have to be gone. Fan the flame and reignite your love. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.